U.S. beef producers and U.S. agricultural officials continue to watch the tense and ever-changing situation in South Korea, where opposition to an agreement to further open up that market to U.S. beef has brought on protests in the streets as well as the Korean National Assembly. Protesters want the agreement renegotiated or scrapped. Meanwhile, in Rome, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer told reporters meetings with Korean officials continue, with conditions and positions changing quite a lot.
We're reacting to it as it changes, and hopefully we'll keep the dialogue open and work out the problems, because we had made an agreement. We think the agreement was important between our two countries. We know that U.S. beef is safe, it's good, and it's less expensive than Korean beef, and hopefully we can continue to work through these issues.
The agreement would have opened Korea up to all U.S. beef, including beef from cattle over 30 months of age. Some Koreans think that would increase the risk that that beef might come from an animal with mad cow disease. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.